Hey, Fathead Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing the Nomad Martial Law, brand new release at the IPCPR 2016 in Las Vegas. This is the first time that Fred Rui of Nomad Cigars has worked with the Fabrica Oveja Negra factory, best known for producing Blackwork Studio and Black Label Trading Company, located in Esteli, Nicaragua. And this cigar, Fred kind of described as a wrapped-up version of the 8613. It's basically a double Lajero version of the 8613 is how he kind of described it. It's only going to be produced in one Vitola, which is a 6x50 Toro. And the MSRP on these is $12 a cigar, packaged in 12-count boxes. The fillers on this, it's going to use tobaccos from all the growing regions in Nicaragua. So you've got Jalapa, Condega, Esteli, Ometepe, and then it's got that Habano wrapper. And I'm a huge fan of Habano wrapper. This is already kind of in my good books before I've even smoked it. You can see it's got that footband on it. Big fan of the footband. Protects that cigar. We're going to take that footband off. We're going to get to nosing here. So with that footband removed, we're going to be nosing this. Lots of chocolatey cedar on the nose, on the wrapper. A little bit of leather underneath that. Maybe some spices, like some baking spices, like a nutmeg, maybe hints of cinnamon. There's a really rich, sort of a sweet tobacco smell in the foot. Maybe a hint of spicy cedar. I'm interested. So, we're gonna torch this. We're gonna get smoking here. So as always, I'm gonna use my Zycar V-Cutter, kind of my standard for testing draw. Great results. Very rich chocolate off the start. Oh my gosh. Almost like a hot chocolate, like an actual hot chocolate where, like in Nicaragua, when they make actual hot chocolate out of actual chocolate. Very rich to start. Draws in the ideal zone. Tons of smoke production. Oh, it's got some really nice spiciness post-draw. Kind of a combination of a little bit of pepper and a little bit of spices together. They're really nice, though. They don't sit on the tip of your tongue. They kind of go to the back of your mouth. Really nice. Getting a bit of a delayed cedar note there, too, in the post-draw. I'm going to try the retrohale here. Oh, man. Now, the retrohale has some bite to it. I think this is going to be very pleasing to the people who wanted an 8613 with a little bit of punch, because that's kind of living up to what he was describing. It's got a lot of spicy bite on the retrohale. And then underneath that, it's got that really creamy chocolate note. And the chocolate is incredibly intense. I'm excited to see where the cigar goes. Coming up on the 15-minute mark, and I'm not even paying attention to time here because the cigar is just kind of taking over for me. I would liken the intensity of the flavors here to a really heavily sherryed scotch, and there's a lot in common in my mind because the flavors are just so big. And by big, I don't mean overwhelming or intense. I just mean they're like a 9 across the board in terms of body for flavor. I can't say enough about this start. I mean, if the rest of the cigar is like this, I'm going to be running, not walking, to get a box of this. The spices just continue to pick up. Again, there's this really intense, spicy, peppery note on the post-draw. It's moved from the back of my tongue to the front of my tongue now, so I'm kind of getting on both sides of my tongue. To balance that out, I'm just getting tons and tons and tons of chocolate. Again, it's kind of the counterpoint. That Habano wrapper is fantastic. You can see it. I mean, it looks like, you know, it's just perfectly smooth. Really enjoying the cigar so far. Coming up on the 35-minute mark and still leisurely in the first third here, those intense spices and pepper on the post-draw have really started to give up a little bit. They were almost at the full level. They've kind of fallen to about the medium level here. And that chocolate is evolving. It's becoming almost a... It's becoming like a light powdered cocoa from a really intense, thick chocolate. It's, like I said, I think it's a very powdered cocoa now. It's very powdered cocoa on the palate, so like on the mouthfeel, it feels like powdered cocoa. It tastes like powdered cocoa. I'm excited to see where the rest of the cigar goes, because if it's anything like this first third, I'm going to need to get a box of these immediately. I think I might be going for the slow smoking award. I'm 1 hour in, and I'm just getting through the first third. Mostly because I just want this cigar to kind of last forever. As I'm transitioning out of the first third in the middle third, that powdered cocoa is just building in intensity. It's huge. It's huge. And the spices have really fallen to the background. They're at about a light plus. So they started out just being monster at the beginning of the cigar. Now they're really balanced. It's a background note. It just serves to sort of prop up that wonderful, wonderful chocolate. So I'm excited to see where the cigar goes in the middle third. Passing the hour and 15 minute mark and firmly in the middle third now, the intense cocoa continues, and added to that now is this sweet cedar that kind of underlies the cocoa, carries into the post-draw, and then you get that nice sweet cedar to finish off. The pepper that I was getting so prominently in the first third is really absent here. It's almost undetectable at this point. So I was just talking about the sweet cedar that I was picking up. Now I'm getting some baking spices underneath that. I wouldn't call it nutmeg, but it's approaching nutmeg without that sort of earthy, spicy bite to it. It's just sort of at the surface. You can barely pick it up. But again, just kind of mixes in with the chocolate and the sweet cedar. And just this cigar is just a complete flavor bomb, and I'm loving it. Now passing the hour and a half mark, and there's orangey citrus that's coming through. And I'm not getting any of that sour component that I typically get with an orange citrus. It's just that orange flavor, very subtle, very light, sweet. And again, just mixing in with everything else that's going on here. Sweet cedar, some spices, and by spices I mean that baking spice, not a peppery spice. And then again, on top of everything else, there's that powdered cocoa. Absolutely delicious. Passing the hour and 40 minute mark, pretty much at the halfway point of the martial law, and some of that spicy component from the first third, that peppery spice is starting to come back. I think it's going to build going into the last third. I can really feel it on the retrohale. It doesn't last very long because, again, all the other flavors here are so dominant that it kind of pushes it aside, but I have the feeling it's going to start to build as we get into the last third. Hitting the 2 hour mark on the Nomad Martial Law, and it's starting to transition to the last third here. I was expecting those spices that were at the halfway point because they were so prominent in the retrohale, and they've fallen back again. So I don't know if they're going to come back in the last third here, but I'll stay tuned and we'll see what happens for the flavor profile going into the last third. Hitting the 2 hour and 20 minute mark, and the intense cocoa that's really dominated this cigar started to drop off in intensity. It's still very rich, but the full bodiness of it has kind of fallen back down to maybe a light plus, maybe just under a medium level. We'll see what other flavors come to the surface here in the last third. Passing the 2.5 hour mark, and the baking spices that were detectable and kind of playing in the flavor profile in the middle third are kind of taking the forefront here. Because that chocolate's kind of fallen off, I think those baking spices have a chance to kind of be a little bit more prominent and show a little bit more of what they've got. Got a lot of cigar left here, so we'll keep smoking and see what else comes to the surface. Coming up on a whopping 2 hours and 50 minutes on this Toro. I would not expect most people to take 2 hours and 50 minutes to smoke this Toro, but given that the flavor profile here is so fantastic, I've kind of been nursing it the entire time, just getting as much flavor out of the cigar as possible. It's phenomenal. This is going to rate very highly. I think there's no question in my mind this is going to be a box buy cigar. The last third's really settled into this sort of cedar baking spice combination. That chocolate really dropped off. Unfortunately, because it was delicious, but dropped off as it transitioned to the last third. Still probably have another 10 or 15 minutes left on the cigar, and I'll check back in. Just passing the 3 hour mark, and really at the halfway point of the last third here, and there's a little bit of a drying mouthfeel as that cedar kind of takes over in the post-draw. Still quite enjoyable. Again, this is an absolutely outstanding cigar. I really don't want it to end, as you can tell by the over 3 hour smoking time, which is quite a lot, even for a Toro. But I'll check back in, see if there's any other flavors here before I finish up. Wrapping up the review of the Nomad Martial Law, outstanding cigar. I mean, the smoking time alone should tell you just how much I enjoyed this cigar. You'll definitely want to check out the written review of this, but there's no question in my mind this is going to be a box buy. Where it lands on the box buy scale, I'll have to take a look at my notes here, but this was an amazing experience. This might be the best cigar that Fred Ruri of Nomad has ever put out. I'm saying that right now because it's amazing. I've loved a lot of all the blends that Fred has put out. So this is definitely the high water market for me. You'll definitely want to check out that written review at CigarFederation.com. Hope everyone enjoyed this video review. Make sure to check it out at CigarFederation.com. That'll be coming up, and we'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review. If you enjoyed the review, give us a thumbs up, up arrow, up thumbs. You can toss a comment on the page on YouTube. You can also drop me a line, surgeon@CigarFederation.com. Thanks, Fedheads. We'll see you next week.